This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. A New Mexico County official and founder of the group Cowboys for Trump, who had vowed to return to Washington, D.C. after last week's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol to place a flag on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk, was arrested yesterday by the FBI. Otero County Commissioner Coy Griffin was arrested on charges of illegally entering the U.S. Capitol. According to court documents, Griffin told investigators that he was caught up in the crowd, which pushed its way through the barricades and entered the restricted area of the U.S. Capitol. But he said he did not enter the building and instead remained on the Capitol steps. According to the affidavit, video posted to Griffin's Facebook page shows him in the restricted area. Griffin did not immediately respond to messages seeking comment. On Thursday, Griffin said he planned to travel with firearms to Washington, D.C. for Joe Biden's inauguration. According to a statement by the FBI, he was in the nation's capital yesterday when taken into custody. New Mexico Attorney General Hector Balderas, in a letter Saturday, called on Griffin to resign from the Otero County Commission. In the absence of Griffin's resignation, Balderas says that his office will seek to remove the commissioner from his post. Two New Mexico Democrats are seeking to strengthen protections for the state's environment and natural resources through a joint resolution that calls for amending the state constitution. If approved during the upcoming legislative session, the proposed amendment would go before voters to decide. The resolution reads that the state shall conserve, protect, and maintain these resources for the benefits of all people and future generations. Environmentalists are calling it New Mexico's Green Amendment. It will be among numerous environmental proposals up for consideration during the 60-day legislative session, which begins tomorrow. Other proposals involve the prohibition of using fresh water for hydraulic fracturing, more oversight of the wastewater produced during drilling activities, efforts to boost energy efficiency, and clearing the way for the state to adopt environmental laws that are more stringent than those at the federal level. A former New Mexico legislator who is known for his advocacy in protecting people who are incapacitated and placed under legal guardianship has died. The New Mexico Senate Republican caucus on Friday announced the death of Jim White. The Republican served one term in the Senate and lost a re-election bid in the June primary. White previously served in the state House. Senate Minority Whip Craig Brandt told the Albuquerque Journal that one of White's relatives found him at home. The cause of death was not known. His one-time Senate colleagues said that they'll miss his, quote, wise and calm demeanor. White was honored by the New Mexico Foundation for Open Government in 2018 for his support in making the adult guardianship program more transparent. This is KUNM.